Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here, and welcome to a special episode of Comedy Bang Bang. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. Over at ComedyBangBangWorld.com, we put out weekly episodes of a show called CBB Presents, where some of your favorite characters from this show host their own programs, such as Hey Randy with Randy Snuts, Eat, Pray, Dunk with Bill Walton, This Book Changed My Life with Lily Sullivan. A couple of weeks ago, we released the second Alimony Tony's Valimony Shoney. And this week, we've decided to put out today's episode here on the free feed so everyone can enjoy it. So if you like what you hear, there are more than 100 other episodes of CBB Presents you can hear over at CBB World. Also, we have The Neighborhood Listen. We have Scott Hasn't Seen with Sprague the Whisperer and myself. College Town. The entire archive of Comedy Bang Bang. So much more. All you have to do is subscribe to CBBWorld.com on the Maximus tier. You can either do it monthly, or if you subscribe for a whole year, you get two of those months for free. So now, without further ado, please enjoy the Timekeepers Leap Day Special.
CBB Presents.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. It's the perfect year for time. February 29.
Hello?
Oh,
anybody, yes. You guys open?
Yes, yes, we're open. Come in and welcome to Longo Watch Repair.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, I was having a little trouble finding it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Great. Got a watch that...
In need of repair?
Yeah, it's pretty busted up.
Tis a tragedy, to be sure, but... tis why we're here.
Yeah. Well, thank you, yeah.
Well, thank you, yes. Now, you may be wondering, am I Desmond Longo, owner of Longo Watch Repair? Were you wondering that?
Well, no, but I guess now, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you are now that I've put the idea in your head.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Oh, so you're not the owner.
I'm not Desmond Longo. I'm the timekeeper.
Okay.
Desmond Longo is my brother-in-law. He's out for a little bit, so I'm kind of manning the store while he's gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, you have to keep it in the family. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Great. Well, let me see this watch.
Yeah, let me show it to you.
He's the expert at fixing things, but, you know, I've been practicing, so if you want, I could be the one to try to work on it for free of charge, of course.
Oh, my God,
like when you go to a salon and there's someone training you and you get a free haircut.
Oh, free, yeah.
Free,
of course.
Yeah, if you don't mind, then me,
a mere
trainee is trying to fix thine watch.
Oh, yeah, no, hey, I know how it is, man. You know, on-job training. Yeah, here, I mean, of course, I'd love for you to take a look
at it. Okay, what seems to be the problem?
Well, you know, it's pretty busted up. This thing goes back, you know.
Ticking nor talking, I suppose.
No, not ticking or talking, it's an old piece, obviously. You could tell.
Oh, yes, it's a beaut.
Yeah, it's been in the family for, you know, as long as, you know, yeah, as long as it goes, you know.
Well, as long as time immemorial.
Yeah, time immemorial. It belonged to an uncle of mine, real sweet guy.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Bobby.
Bobby, oh, I love that name. Yeah. Reminds me of the police overseas.
Oh, in the UK, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never been. I hear the Guinness is different in Europe.
Yes, I've heard that too.
Yeah.
The glasses are upside down.
Oh, you're funny too. This is great.
I don't intend to be.
Oh, man. But yeah, it belonged to a great uncle, uncle of mine, real sweet guy.
Oh, so died. It has sentimental value. Oh, he passed away.
Yeah, he passed recently.
Oh, not violently, I hope.
Well... unfortunately, I wish I could say no. I guess it was violent, kind of a freak accident.
Okay, well, here, let me just see if I can start fixing this.
Yeah, please, yeah.
Okay, let me just open it.
Freak accident.
Whoops. Sorry, just...
oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. A freak accident. Go on, here. I'll just keep fixing it.
Oh, no. You do your thing.
Let me just try this. Okay, don't worry about that. That's supposed to happen. There was probably an extra spring inside of it could have been the problem. Okay. Anyway, go on. So your uncle, he passed.
Yeah, you sure it's fine?
Yes, okay. It's normal. I hope he's buying this.
Freak accident type deal.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of no way to say it without it, you know, you got to laugh, I guess. Well, he died. He was a big fan of this film, Pulp Fiction. I never seen it. I don't like the violent movies. I like the lighthearted stuff, Bug's Life.
Well, it came out in 1994, a wonderful year.
Oh, yeah. Bug's Life. Indian in the Cupboard. Simon Birch. I mean, that's more my speed.
Oh, those are your favorite movies.
I don't like the violence, the cussing.
Oh.
Yeah, but he loved that movie, man, and he'd get his buddies together every weekend. They'd watch it, and I guess they went to, you know, they had a couple drinks, and somebody dared him if he can. And, you know, it's okay to laugh. This is insane. It's a freak act. He put it, I guess someone in the movie, Pulp Fiction, puts a timepiece in his anus.
Again, oh, yes, Christopher Walken does that.
Chris Walken, yeah, I like him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I liked him in a Click.
I liked him in that Fat Boy Slim music video.
Oh, I like that too. Yeah, but he put it up there, and they say died instantly. We don't know if it was
died from putting a watch up his butt.
We don't know if it hit an artery, if it was an allergic reaction to the metal. But
seems
almost
like things pass through the butt all the time without morbid results, you would think. He wouldn't perish from such a thing.
And I get it. And I know you're saying, you know, it's okay. I mean, you can't.
I'm not going to laugh. No.
You're
surprised.
Smiling. I say you cracked a little smile, and that's okay. I mean, how on earth can you not?
Yeah, well,
it's okay.
I'm just smiling. You know, it's leap day after all. I'm smiling because I love this wonderful day. Oh, yes, it's leap day.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Oh, well, it's a very important day. Every 4 years, we're given an extra day to appreciate time.
Well, you know, I guess I never thought about that. I never really thought of what the hell is leap day.
Yeah. Well, it's a day to appreciate time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. So your uncle passed away. And now, I guess I should ask, has the watch I'm working on right now, that was up his butt
and
killed
him? I was just going to, don't worry. I scrubbed it up. I put, you know, some Dial soap on there, and I meant to say that. I know what you're thinking.
No,
what
it's
the hell?
Fine. Well, let me just see if I can work on it a little more here.
Okay.
That should do it.
How's it going now?
It's going good. Those are normal sounds. That's how it should. That's
a little, instruments. Very intricate.
Well, you have to use a drill, and then and sometimes, that was all normal. That was part of the procedure. Just try to get it ticking again. So I'm sorry that it.
Thank you. Yeah,
was an instrument of death.
Yeah.
Was you close with your uncle? And look, I hate to ask this. I know it's very personal, but was it your mother or father's sibling?
It was my father's.
Yeah. Oh, a paternal uncle.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, not, you know, I gotta say, not too close. You know, it's.
Oh. But
anytime we hang out, hey, you want to watch Pulp Fiction again?
Oh, he was really
into
it.
I don't want to watch the movie. I don't like this kind of film.
Hmm.
And, you know, my other brothers, you know, a lot closer.
They were closer.
They watch it. They love it. But he's kind of a
fanatic.
You're
into Simon Birch.
Yeah, I liked Simon. Simon Birch is probably my favorite movie I've ever
really?
Seen. I don't think anything's topped Simon Birch.
Mm, he hits a home run in that movie, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what a heartwarming film. Mm. And, you know, and of course, the death was sad.
Oh, sure.
But Simon Birch, Indian in the Cupboard.
I haven't seen that one.
Huh?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, my God. Incredible special effects.
Oh,
you know, because that's the thing nowadays. The movies, you know, it's all green screen is what. You'll be watching a thing. Mm-hmm. You're thinking, oh, what's going on here? Meanwhile, they're all dressed in green, and the background is green too.
Oh,
ain't that a bitch?
I didn't know they were also in green. Yeah. They're not even wearing a costume.
Oh, yeah. Everything's green. And then it's like, yeah, you know.
And this is every movie?
This is pretty much every movie now. They're doing this.
Wow.
Yeah. But Indian in the Cupboard,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you, I think that's practical effects. They, I don't know. Or maybe they got a really small man to play the, you know.
Seems possible.
But what a great movie.
Okay. Well, here, I think it's fixed.
Look at that.
It's working. Look, it's telling
the correct time. Oh, my God. Look at that. It's ticking. It's talking.
Hey, my two favorite words.
Hey, I'm going to recommend. I'm going to come back one of these. I'm going to tell the, you know.
Yes, yes. Word of mouth. That's the best advertising, they say.
You need a raise. I mean, you know. I think the apprenticeship finished.
I do it for the love of time and timepieces, which tell us the very time.
Well, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you, Bobby, for letting me work on your
circumstances
watch.
Yes,
and I'm sorry that it killed your uncle and that you inherited it, even though you weren't close with him.
Yeah.
You did it. Was this a legal inheritance? Did you go to a reading of the will and all of that?
Or? Yeah, I went to the whole thing and, you know, and... He had quite a bit of wealth. He was, he had a chain of blimpies.
Oh, I didn't know that. Should I have known that?
Well, no. I mean,
oh, okay.
Why?
Well, you just
unless you've been to a blimpy, he's got his picture pretty much on every wall of a blimpy.
So he's like the Jared from Subway of blimpies.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Except he's tragically passed.
He is dead.
And Jared is happily still alive.
Yeah, Jared is... Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that just, say, life in a nutshell?
That's life in a nutshell.
Jared is alive and kicking and my poor uncle.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but at least his watch is working again and you can check the time all day this leap day and see what time it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a very nice thought. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Thanks. Wow. I can't believe it.
Believe away, my child. All right. Fare thee well. Fare thee well.
Okay. Fare thee well. Yeah. Fare thee well.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Ooh, what a lovely man.
Excuse me, sir. Can I hide here?
What? Hide? Certainly. Yes, yes. Hide.
Sorry.
Young lad.
The bullies are right outside. They're nipping at my heels, sir.
Oh, with the bullies. Oh, yes. I see some hooligans kind of walking by and rolling up their sleeves, looking left and right.
Are they punching their hands into
their hands together
like this?
I'm trying to read their lips. Wait till we get our hands on him.
Yeah, and they're the nerds at my school.
They're nerds?
Yeah.
What makes that you then?
Well, my name is Marvin Glasses. You might recognize me from being on the front page of the paper. I threw up down my shirt at the National Spelling Bee.
Oh, yes, yes. That was the same day as the invasion of Ukraine, right? And it was the top story.
So you do know me.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever's lower than a nerd, that's what I am.
Oh, a sub-nerd.
Mm-hmm. I used to be a popular kid at my school, and then they showed us that video on how our bodies work, and I fainted. And now they're all trying to kill me, sir.
Oh, my gosh. The bullies, they're trying to beat you up and kill you. They want to end your life.
Are they
Much
still
like
out
Bobby's
there?
Bobby's uncle. What?
Who's Bobby?
It doesn't matter.
Are they still out there, sir?
They seem to have moved on. They're crossing the town square now. The Tallahassee town square.
Okay, well, I don't quite buy it because they took my scarf and they all smelled it. Mm. So they'd know my smell so they could follow
like
me easier. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, sir.
These bullies are getting more and more pursuit happy.
Yeah, well, let me guess. You were once like me, right?
What gives you that impression?
You're everything.
Well, yes, I suppose in every way I was. Yes, I was beaten up on the regular.
Well, I'm going to hang out here until I'm sure they're gone.
Sure,
sir.
Sure. You can hide away. Yes, just keep ducked down behind that chair there, and we'll just let you hide until you're fully safe.
Thank you, sir. I'm so lucky I ran into a loser's store.
Yes.
Well, it's a real roll of the dice for
it's
me.
It's not a loser store. It's Desmond Longo's store, my brother-in-law. I'm just the timekeeper, and I'm sort of manning the store while he's out today.
That's crazy. I didn't think places like this really existed.
Watch repair stores?
Yeah, only in, you know that TV show Heroes? That's what the villain does in that show.
Oh, I have never seen it. I've only seen one Hayden Panettiere project. I love you, Beth Cooper.
Classic. I was born in 2013, but I know all these movies.
Oh, that's good. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any leap day plans, young Marvin?
Oh, leap day? You mean the worst day of the entire year?
How dareth you speak such words? Leap day is the best day of the every 4 years.
If you're getting beat up 365 days a year, you don't want a bonus day.
Oh, so you think because there's an extra day of the year, that means an extra beating for you this year?
Yes, sir. That's what it means.
And that's why you hate leap day?
Yeah, and also it makes the winter longer. And everyone who has a birthday on this day never shuts up about it, sir.
Well, tell that to Ja Rule.
Who, sir?
Ja Rule. He was born on leap day.
And also most serial killers, right?
Well, sure. Richard Ramirez and Eileen Wuornos. But if it weren't for her, Charlize Theron wouldn't have an Oscar.
Oh, boy, sir.
So leap day's a wonderful day.
I don't think so.
What? I can't believe you say this. Why do you speak these sins to me?
Well, it has no good branding, sir. There's no, like, leap day colors or leap day traditions. It's just a waste.
Yeah, everyone gets to enjoy it in their own way. Some dance a jig. Some look at the time. Some count every second of the day.
Yeah, some get beat up by their school nerds.
Yes, yes. Well, let's put it this way. I think that if you stick around here today, a few guests might stop by and teach you the true meaning of leap day.
Sir, you're talking slow like you're about to teach me a lesson. I don't think so.
Hello?
Yes, come in, and welcome to Longo Watch Repair.
Oh, wow, you are older than I expected. How old are you?
40!
Okay. No, that's fine. That's okay. That's fine. Wow. I am nervous. Hi.
Why are you nervous?
Well, here's the thing. My name's Lisa.
Lisa, a wonderful name.
Yeah, Lisa Pizza. And I am here as part of a Tallahassee dating initiative.
Okay.
It's called Let's Just Go For It. And it's meant to be 50% less nerve-wracking than going on a blind date. So you don't know that we're on a date, but I do know that we're on a date. So I'm looking forward to seeing if sparks fly. You're the timekeeper, right?
I'm the timekeeper, Maxwell Keeper.
Exactly. So, hi.
Hi, Maxwell. Lisa Pizza.
Hi. So I've just moved here recently, so that's why I'm looking to meet new people and...
So we're on a date right now?
Yeah. What do you like it?
Well, I like anything that happens on leap day.
Right.
It's leap day after all.
Okay. So part of the Let's Just Go For It dating initiative is you have to be like radically honest. So normally on a first date, you might sort of try to sort of endear yourself to someone by not being completely honest.
But okay.
Honestly, I don't care about leap day.
Oh.
I have no special feelings about it.
I was hoping you'd love it and I could teach young Marvin here a lesson about the value of leap day.
Right. Oh, is this your son?
No.
No way.
Didn't know you had...
Okay. Hey.
I am not with this guy.
No, I'm just helping Marvin hide.
Maybe
from
I'm with this
bullies.
Guy. We don't know yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Sir, tell her about how you were a loser growing up.
No. I think sparks may fly. So, Lisa, I'm okay with being on a date.
Great.
Pizza, last name Pizza. Did your ancestors invent the round food?
They did. We're Italian.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm working in the pizza space at the moment as a pizza chef. I'm mainly stuffing hot dogs into pizzas. That's my sort of signature.
I've never had a hot dog stuffed pizza.
I think you'd really like it. And if sparks fly today, maybe... one day you could try one of my hot dog stuffed pizzas. God, I am really nervous.
No, it's okay. I'm nervous too. I don't go on many dates.
Can I get you two started with a water or anything?
A water would be amazing.
Yes. I will be right back.
Okay, yes, we have a bathroom in the back. Use the sink, not the toilet, mind you.
I don't
for the water, not for the bathroom. Oh, I hope he heard.
So how do you feel about this?
Confused would be the first word I'd say, but I guess I'm willing to roll with it. It is leap day after all.
Like I said, I do not care that it's leap day.
Well, maybe I could convince you a leap day is a wonderful day.
Why? What's so good about it?
It's a day every 4 years set aside just to appreciate time.
Right. Okay, what do you like doing in Tallahassee?
I like looking at clocks. I like telling people what time it is. I like answering questions about time. Mm-hmm. I like hanging out with my brother-in-law, Desmond.
Yeah, he's actually the one who signed you up for this.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought you just picked someone random. So no, someone else signed me
up. I would not have chosen you if it were up to me. But
why he isn't here today.
I guess so. That makes perfect sense.
It was a setup.
Two toilet waters for the lovebird.
Oh,
thank you
no.
so much.
Wait, and did you also go to the bathroom?
In the sink.
That's great. Thank
Marvin,
you so much.
I'm starting to see where the bullies are coming from.
Same with you from me, sir.
Oh, one day I'll hit this child. So,
did your date hear you say that? I think you're in the clear.
Thanks. So, Lisa, you work in a pizza space. Now, is that the name of the place or was that just a term and there's a name of this restaurant?
The restaurant's name is the Pizza Space. Pizza Space. I just opened it here in Tallahassee.
Oh, that's wonderful.
As you can tell from my accent, I'm not from here.
Oh.
New York City.
Yeah, I was going to say Gainesville. All right. Well, which borough would you?
Queens. That's where I'm from.
I can hear it, yes.
Yes, in the accent.
I can hear the Shea Stadium in the way you pronounce certain syllables.
That's the main stadium I would be hanging out at when I was back there. But now, new life here in Tallahassee.
Well, that's
What are like the best activities to do here in this place?
Time related?
Well, no, just generally.
Well, I don't really know what else people get up to apart from time-related activities. I guess there's a university of some sort.
I could enroll in the university. That is a good idea.
Sir, tell her she has a nice smile.
Oh, thine smile.
Oh.
Tis.
Never mind, sir. No,
like
never mind.
The curve of the earth upside down.
I'm frowning.
Oh, no, I mean, when you see the curve from far away, it's kind of and you're looking at the horizon, it's mm-hmm. sort of a frown, but when that flips, you know, and it's a circle, like maybe Elysian or something, I don't know, look.
Right.
Did I do a good job, Marvin?
No.
Oh, how does Marvin have more game than me?
How old are you, Marvin?
I was born in 2013, I said, which makes me 11.
Okay, don't worry about it.
You have a very nice smile, miss.
Thank you so much.
Whoa, hey, Marvin, why don't you serenade me here a bit?
Okay.
So,
do you have any siblings?
Do you have any siblings?
No.
Go on about that.
I didn't say that.
I'm going off book. Trust me.
No siblings. Parents broke up pretty soon after I was born.
Oh, because of that?
In the hospital. No. Yeah.
Oh, in the hospital. Yeah. Why was the birth a factor?
I think so. I think it was pretty pretty traumatic for everyone involved.
Sure, I see.
Of course, my dad is the one who raised me, but because I kept the pizza name.
Yes, of course.
And that's why I now work in the pizza space. Yes. Pretty upsetting to really think about, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll only make you think about it a little bit longer.
Okay.
I guess I've seen movies sometimes during childbirth. A woman's like, oh, you'll never touch me again. You know, was it one of those situations? And then she actually stuck with her word.
Yeah, she said she didn't want to have sex with him ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then he broke up with her, but he took the baby.
Yes, that makes sense. Will the battle of the sexes ever truly declare a winner?
Excuse me, miss. I don't know if this is inappropriate or not, but I have a really handsome, really funny English teacher that I think you would just really hit it off with.
Oh, that sounds really cool. How does he feel about leap day?
He is kind of indifferent to it, to hates it.
Wow.
Here's what? His email.
Thank you so much.
Well, look, I may not be able to offer everything this guy has. I don't have an email address.
Okay. Well, I think an email address can be really cool. I've got one, lisapizza@gmail.com.
Well, I had one for 10 years and no one ever emailed me, so I deleted it.
What was the address?
The timekeeper, his very self. At Prodigy.
At Prodigy?
Yes.
I've never heard of that server, that platform.
Well, it was prodigyfanclub.net.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Prodigy. I have to turn my life around. I got to figure it out or I'm going to end up like this guy.
No, that's a good thing.
No.
Marvin. So, Pizza Space, that's the name of your restaurant?
Yeah, and it's hot dog based pizza.
And it's hot dog
based. Do you like pizza?
No, is there a pizza? I love pizza. It's
okay.
The very shape of one of my favorite objects. A clock face.
Oh, I see. So no,
I don't think. Well, I guess depending on what angle you're looking at,
hot dog shaped pizzas, and we do stuff the pizzas with hot dogs.
Okay, so the whole pizza, like in three dimensions, is like a long cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, in all three dimensions.
Yes,
the long cylinder.
Okay,
stuffed with hot dogs. So it kind of looks like a hot dog, and it does taste like a hot dog.
But there's cheese and dough involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that's pizza.
That's pizza. Hey,
your family invented it. Who am I to speak upon it?
Exactly.
So, Pizza Space, was the decor outer space themed? Like, one of my favorite restaurants is Cosmics.
What? Tell me more about that. I've never heard of it.
It's an outer space themed McDonald's sort of knockoff in Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Oh, wow. And what kind of food do they serve?
It's kind of like they're doing a Dunkin' or Starbucks thing where you can order, like, breakfast things on your app.
Oh, I love ordering from apps,
yes,
actually. That's my favorite way to get food.
Really specific drinks, how many squirts of that or plumps of this, you know.
Okay, well, what does that have to do with space?
It's space-themed, Cosmics. And okay. I was wondering if Pizza Space is also space-themed.
It's more hot dog-themed.
Oh, okay. So is there paintings of hot dogs on
paintings
the wall?
Paintings of hot dogs in space. So I guess in a way it is space-themed.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, I never
I
thought
understand
about
it. Did it immediately
so
occur
sort
to
of
you?
Like rockets going into space, but the rockets look like hot dogs. So it is.
Okay,
ultimately,
yes.
You're right. It is a little bit space-themed.
A little space-themed. Now, what yeah. Like, are the menu items have any sort of spacey names to them or?
Yes.
Okay. Let me guess. Blast off pizza?
Yeah, we've got blasters.
Huh.
We've got countdowns.
Okay.
We've got comets.
Okay, your initial instinct that there was not space
theme. I'm just so nervous because of this date.
I'm nervous too.
Yeah.
My knees keep knocking together.
Oh, that's what that noise is. Yes. I thought it was that clock.
Oh, no, if that was how I would have repaired it if the clocks were knocking together.
No, just like tick it, like a ticking
yeah,
noise.
Tick and let's not forget talk, yes.
Of course, I would never would.
Thank
yeah.
you. So.
This is hard to watch, sir.
Because it's getting too adult?
No, sir.
Oh, you don't forget, you're not old enough for PG-13 movies yet.
So this kid's not your son.
No, I'm helping this child hide from bullies.
Oh.
The child's getting beat up because...
So you didn't administer these wounds to him?
No, I didn't raise Marvin. Any imperfections in Marvin's psyche are not due to me.
That's great.
Well, maybe a little now, sir, after watching you on a date.
Well, time will tell. So... You have you run your pizza space. Mm. Is that your passion? Do you hope to remain in the pizza industry until the very day you pass on from this mortal coil?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I do also want to bring hot dog themed pizza to Tallahassee.
How's is business doing well so far?
Today is like opening day.
Wow. And yeah. You left to go on a...
Well, we haven't actually opened yet. We're opening in about half an hour. So
oh,
we might
a
have
wonderful
to go
amount
soon.
Of time.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
I just thought I'd squeeze in a first date before opening.
That's
because
squeeze
what
away.
What an auspicious day to be like, you know, maybe me.
Yes, leap day. Yes.
Yeah. I can't get on board with that.
Okay. But you mean opening day.
Opening day.
Yeah. You're already.
Date.
Yes. And you're kind of all excited anyway. And you might as well channel that nervous energy into, you know, get one day out where all the nervous energy comes
exactly.
out. Opening and the
exactly.
blind date.
Oh, you know, look really nice for two things.
Exactly. Yes.
Do you think I look nice?
Yes, I certainly do.
Oh, sir.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, no. I was fixing a watch. I was fixing a watch.
You know, I think my English teacher, Mr. Jacobs, was talking all about going to the opening of your restaurant.
Pizza Space?
Yes, he said that that is like his number one dream is a pizza themed or
it's
space
pizza,
themed pizza themed.
Well, hot dog themed.
Hot dog themed space. That's exactly
space
what he said,
element.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Soulmates.
Some English teacher. Can barely get out a sentence, it sounds like.
He's my hero, sir. Careful how you talk about him.
Well, you maybe should go hide with him.
If only, sir.
You know, I bet if you did, he'd molest you.
Sir!
What? Someone had to say it.
It's true, I was going to say it.
So I'm glad
it was Maxwell rather than me. But I am more interested in this English teacher than, to be honest, no offense.
Some was taken, I have to say.
I don't mean it to be offensive, but, you know, sparks aren't flying. Would you say they're flying?
In comparison to other dates I've been on?
Yeah.
Yes. This is the best one I've ever been on.
Wow. Okay. Well, maybe we should continue being on it for a little bit longer. So what was the worst accident you've ever been in?
Oh, once in Boston, I got sucked into some gears. But it was akin to modern times. Look, it doesn't matter.
So, that's another clock thing.
No, it's not.
My English teacher is 6'5", and he looks like a Disney prince.
Oh, that's really good. Okay.
Yeah, the beast.
Sir.
What? You knew I had to go there.
Well, I'm going to have to turn the pizza ovens on pretty soon, and I'm going to have to start cleaning the hot dogs before I stuff them into the pizzas.
What's that entail?
You just rinse them in hot water and then dry them.
I wasn't sure if it's a sort of a brushing or anything.
You dry them off with a towel and then you brush them, obviously, and then you sprinkle seasonings onto them. Mm. And then you have to sort of dunk them in oil before you ram them into the pizza.
Sir, I'm falling in love with her.
Oh, I bet, Marvin.
Okay, but it's really been good to meet you and... You're welcome to come to Pizza Space anytime.
Okay.
That's something you like. But I wish you all the best. And this little boy, I hope you'll help set me up with your teacher.
I would love to, miss.
Okay, great. Good luck with all the timekeeping.
Thank you.
I do not care about leap day.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, I think that went well, don't you,
Marvin?
That
went amazing, sir.
I think she'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good for me.
Wow.
I have been on a date before.
Oh, sir.
And that wasn't the first.
You said that I would care a little bit more about leap day, sir.
Do you?
I care less than I did before,
yes,
sir.
Yes, okay, I thought that guest was going to be, I mean... Not guest, customer. Well, I guess it wasn't even a customer. I guess I was just hoping someone would come in and you'd learn more about the true meaning of leap day, but I suppose that didn't really happen, but I still have faith. A guest will come in and you'll learn the true meaning of leap day.
Hi, hello.
Oh, hello, welcome in.
Hi. Do you repair watches here?
Yes, this is Longo Watch Repair.
And son, wink.
Oh, this is your son?
Yes, wink.
Why do you guys keep audibly saying wink?
It's a father-son bonding ritual.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
Thanks.
My name is Loco. and I am a Norse god, and I'm here to get my watch repaired.
A Norse god, mm-hmm. hailing from Asgard.
I don't know.
Oh,
all I know, I was born in Detroit.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's probably just our name for it. So you're a Norse god hailing from Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard of Steve Yzerman being from Detroit, but
I don't know who that is either.
Oh, that's okay.
Who is that?
A Red Wing.
Oh, nice.
Look, he is in Tampa now. He lives in the state. I forget. It doesn't matter. Look.
Here is how.
Tell me more, Loco.
Yeah, my name is Loco.
Loco. L-O-C-O?
L-O-C-O.
Oh, yes.
I found out I found out I was a Norse god by this watch, but I broke it. I dropped it.
Oh.
I turned it.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to set it, mm-hmm. and it sent me through this time loop thing.
Okay, yes. I'm very interested in this.
It put me back into a time. Every time I turn it, it sends me back to the 90s.
What?
And my only power, I guess, is saying the phrase, "Don't you know I'm Loco?" Because people never know my name.
Oh my gosh, that is a power, to be sure. So, this watch, you turn it over when it works.
When it works.
Mind you.
Mm-hmm.
It sends you to the 90s.
Yeah.
Are you able to sort of prevent tragedies? Have you?
I can only say I could try, but usually, like I tried. Like 1993, they tried to blow up the World Trade Center.
Yes.
I went to those guys and I said, "Hey, stop."
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, "No."
Oh.
And I said,
"Well, hey,
don't you know I'm Loco?"
Maybe. Oh. And what did they?
Wait, I remember reading that in my history book. Now that you say it, that a guy ran in and yelled, "Hey, stop," to them.
Sure, another timeline. Maybe they succeeded and you're the one who did stomp them.
Yeah. But I wish there was more things for me to do. When I wave my hands, nothing happens.
Don't you know I'm Loco?
That's it.
Okay.
And hopefully it offends them in some sort of way. It makes them change.
I mean, I don't know why you feel having this time travel capability is already pretty good. You may not need a special power on top of that.
I mean, I should be able. I wanted to. When I first found out, I was like, I want to go save the world.
Yes.
But I can't do anything else besides say that.
Oh, well, is there anything else you'd like to be able to change in the 90s? If you know, maybe there's something you can do and we can figure out the plan, and it doesn't need to be you saying, "Don't you know I'm Loco?" It can be.
That's the problem. When I go back,
that's all you can do.
All I can do is say that. I have no other words.
But now you can't even go back because your watch is broken.
Exactly.
How did it break, may I ask? And I know that's a very sensitive question.
I fell off a bicycle.
Two wheels.
I was going real fast. I went through a spider web.
Mm.
You know, the spiders here in Florida.
Yes, yes.
Went through a spider web and got scared that the spider was on me.
Right.
Fell, cracked the watch on the sidewalk.
Wow, that's almost a superhero origin, except it's how you stopped having powers.
Yes, exactly.
It's akin to Madam Web.
What is that?
A commercial I saw the other day.
How many times did you get to go back to the 90s, sir, before it broke?
Well, when I first found out, I was setting the watch. I went back to 1991.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves came out that year.
Yeah. Also, that was the year that the cops beat up Rodney King.
Yes. We have two different frames of reference.
And I went to them and I was trying to stop them. So I said, "Hey, stop."
That's good.
And they didn't. And they said, why should we stop? And all I could say was, "Don't you know I'm local?"
Oh, a tragedy, to be sure. This is Sisyphusian.
You want to be able
to change all these moments in history, and you're powerless. All you can say is, "Don't you know I'm Loco?"
Yeah.
Maybe there's some circumstance where that would actually change history.
Maybe. I mean, once you fix this watch, we can go back and see.
Well, let me get at it.
Sir, aren't you being filled with just memories of all the times in the 90s where that was in the history books? Like, I'm thinking back to the special features of Titanic, before he was mistreating his actors on set. And then that guy ran in and tried to stop it and went, the water's too cold for Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio.
You're 2 years too young to be watching Titanic, young Marvin.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, that movie's PG.
Naughty, naughty.
Not PG 11, but that is true. I went back to the set of Titanic. The water was too cold. Mm-hmm. I ran to James Cameron and said, hey, stop. And he said, why should I stop? We're filming a movie. And I said, don't you know I'm loco?
Oh.
And they continued to film.
I watched that car scene like 45 times, sir, from Titanic.
Okay, well, don't tell me what you got up to after that. That's not legal for me to hear. All right, let me get back to this watch.
Hey, watch where you're putting your hands.
It seems to have some safeguards in it.
Yeah. Can we do that again? I don't think you got it.
Oh, yeah. Let me just see what I did before.
Hey, watch where you're putting your hands, Mac.
Okay.
Did everyone else hear a scream, sir?
No, many watches have that as a sort of security measure. A woman scream when you try to open up the back of the watch to prevent thievery of all sorts.
Is it done?
Let me just do a... Sorry, I got an erection as I was fixing it.
That's what happened to me during the car scene, sir.
Oh, Marvin, I'm not allowed to hear these things.
Sorry.
And you're wearing like, we can really see it too. You're wearing like MC Hammer style pants.
Yes, yes.
You know, I tried to go back and stop him from wearing those pants.
What'd you do?
I walked up to him and said, hey, stop. As he was buying them. And he goes, what? Who are you? And I said, don't you know I'm loco?
Well, I bet he's used to people after saying stop. Thing saying Hammer Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is one of my favorite times, I have to say.
I don't have that word in my travels.
Okay.
Well, I can say it now.
Is there a circumstance? Do we think there's a circumstance where saying, don't you know I'm loco, could change history for the better?
Well, let's try it.
Okay.
Turn the watch back. We'll go back together.
All right.
To when me, George Bush Sr. threw up on himself. Remember that?
Yes, in Japan.
My favorite thing from the 90s.
He dishonored. Yes. The Japanese people.
Here we go.
Here we go. When are we?
This is Japan. 1991. Wow. Look at the Hondas.
Cherry blossoms.
The cherry blossoms. The Hondas.
Oh, that's... Wow. In Accord.
Yeah. Brand new.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, there he is. There's the president. 1992, sorry.
Oh, yes, right, of course.
There's the president. Mr. President. Mr. President.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Not gonna throw up today.
Hey, stop.
What's that now? What do you want me to do? Because what I do is not do stuff. What I do is not do stuff, so I don't do stuff like stop. I don't stop unless that's something to do. I don't
Oh,
do
I
it.
Think you'll stop when you hear what he has to say.
I'm
say
just
it.
About to eat this sushi. That's something I am going to do. What do you have to say, sir?
Don't you know I'm loco?
Oh! Okay, Marvin, check your history book. See if history changed. Nerd.
What?
You're carrying your history book with you. That's my son, by the way.
Let's see.
Wink.
Wink.
1992.
Yes.
George Bush Sr.
Yes.
Definitely threw up.
Oh. See, it doesn't stop anything.
No, maybe you are causing these things. Maybe you caused them trying to bomb it. Maybe you caused the treatment of Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Maybe you are the one who made the 90s happen.
Wow. I didn't even think about it like that. Maybe they all know I'm loco.
Yes. It could be that you saying you're loco is what... created the entire decade.
Wow. These are things that you don't know. I'm trying to
sort of wrap my head around the time, how that would even work or be possible.
Listen, I was adopted. So I didn't know this about myself until I got this watch.
A Percy Jackson sort of
situation. Percy Jackson.
Actually, I don't know if he's adopted. So I guess I don't know that. Maybe he's not.
I just found this out. I was just living my
life
as
a
normal Detroiter.
What's 8 Mile like?
Oh my God, it is amazing. They have the best fries.
Have you ever had a hot dog pizza?
I have.
Really?
I have. I'm actually going to an opening of a hot dog pizza place later today.
My girlfriend is the owner of that place.
I don't know if that's true.
What? Why would you question that?
Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
No, that lady's a free spirit. I know who she is.
You know Lisa Pizza?
I do know Lisa Pizza.
From Queens, Lisa Pizza?
Yeah.
Wow.
Detroit is the third city. So I had to go to the first city, which is New York, and the second city, which is Chicago.
Chicago.
And then Detroit.
Sorry, I was just thinking of a second city sketch.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, what's today's date?
It's February 29th, Leap Day, the most wonderful day of the year.
Oh, I don't care about that.
What the fuck?
I don't give a shit about
You don't give a shit about Leap Day?
Even time travelers don't care,
yeah, you're
sir.
A time traveler. Haven't you ever traveled to a Leap Day in the 90s and...
Maybe. I never really checked the date of which I traveled.
You didn't travel to one of the Ja Rule's birthday bashes?
Nah, I have done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Maybe it was on a leap day. It was on the birthday.
Is Ja Rule
born on leap day.
Ah, that's a shame.
Well, I know. It's awesome.
Nah, that's a stupid day to be born on.
Oh.
Amen, sir.
No, I shouldn't say it.
What?
Nothing. So... Well, look, the Loco, were you known as something else before that, or have you always just been Loco?
Loquacious was before that.
Beautiful name.
Thank you.
Irish?
No.
Oh. Well, I think I fixed your watch.
All right. How much do I owe you?
It's on the house. I should have given you the spiel. I'm actually not a licensed watch repairman. That's my uncle. He's not here because he set me up to be here alone for my date.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sort of a trainee, and I'm trying to fix watches kind of on their own. And did I say uncle? I meant brother-in-law.
I can't trust you. I can't trust you as far as I can throw you.
I'm all flithered about. Someone was in here earlier whose uncle died, and it got my head all mixed up.
And then you time traveled, Father.
Yes. I have a good excuse.
Is there a reason why this spring is hanging out? Is there anything you can do about that?
Oh, let me see. Let me just...
Hey, watch where you're putting your hands, Matt.
There it is. It's back in.
There, it's back in.
Gosh, I wish I had to come in here on any other day.
No, this is a good day. This is a great day.
It's a terrible day. It's the stupidest day of the year.
I
agree.
No!
Thanks for fixing my watch for free, jackass.
Wait, sir, before you go, if you ever get to travel back again, here are the names of my bully's parents. If you could make sure that they never meet each other or they die.
Oh, you could jump in the way of... Of their
coitus.
Of their coitus, yes. In the line of fire style. Take the bullet from...
I have done that a couple times.
Really?
And I scream, hey, stop.
Don't you know I'm Loco?
Don't you know I'm Loco?
But there's ricochets and still impregnates the person? No. Yeah.
It goes through the gap in my thighs.
So cool, sir. I wish I was hiding with you instead.
No, that's no cooler than what I talk about. He looks... Jism shoot through the gap in his thighs to impregnate people.
Oh, gosh. Sir.
Yes?
Nothing.
Thanks for having me. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, well, I guess I'll see you later then.
Alrighty. Y'all take it easy. And also remember, stop.
Hammer time?
No.
Oh.
Don't you know I'm Loco?
Oh. Well, what a wonderful man. I fixed his watch. That was nice. And he can time travel again. I mean, you got to admit, that's pretty good. I fixed a time traveling watch.
Yeah,
I can't wait to tell Lisa all about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Marvin, you seem hesitant.
No, I just feel like I actually am learning a lot today.
Oh, about how great Leap Day is?
No.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I thought Leap Day was this wonderful occasion, but seems like I was wrong. No one even cares about Leap Day.
Timekeeper?
Huh?
Timekeeper!
Come in! Come in!
Timekeeper!
Bobby, come in here! Come in here!
Oh, there you are.
Yes, yes, in the exact spot you left me.
I didn't mention this earlier, but I've come here to thank you. Because today...
Yes?
...really was going to be a leap day for me. Literally. As in leaping to my death.
You mean leaping...
Before I walked into this establishment...
Yes?
By God, I was ready to check out early.
Oh.
I was ready to take a long walk off a short pier. Okay?
Yes.
I started to think, my toaster needs a bubble bath.
Oh.
And then I met you.
So when you say leap day literally, leaping off a building was one of the options?
I had a one-way ticket to Dubai, and I planned on jumping off the highest tower in the world that they got in Dubai over there.
Burj Khalifa?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
I was going to do a red eye.
Ethan Hunt was there once.
Oh, well, even better. I planned on jumping off that thing.
Chumping?
Well, jumping, falling,
sir,
sailing.
This is serious.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Oh, my God, I didn't notice. There's a young child.
There's a
here.
Young lad.
This
here.
Might not be the kind of talk a young child could see. You know, I like films like Simon Birch. I don't think young children.
You remind me of Simon Birch.
Don't say that.
Oh.
Anyway. I figured I'd come in here, I get the timepiece figured out, because I figured, you know, what I've read when I punch it into Google is when you jump from that kind of height, mm-hmm. on impact, you explode, disintegrate.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I figured,
lethal.
Yes. So I figured, let me get the watch worked out just to give one little, you know, make a little bit of a less of a hard time for the, the forensic.
Oh, type, to give them time of death.
Yeah, because, you know, ever since the pandemic, I go, you know, hey, we got to support the first responders. So I figure I give the, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the pandemic changed everything.
Oh, the pandemic changed everything.
Like, we're watching Black Widow in our homes instead of at the theater?
Oh, my God. The pandemic changed everything.
It changed everything.
God.
Instead of looking at clock towers, we're looking at our clock radios.
Isn't that insane?
Yes.
Yeah, but I was all for the,
thank God for Operation Warp Speed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Say what you want about Trump, but, you know, he was able to, you know, figure that out. But, yeah, man, but I was all for the, you know, medical staff, the first responder. I was out there banging pots and pans, singing on the balcony. So I tried,
I just kept missing.
Yeah. So that's pretty much why I came. Is I was planning to.
You were gonna. So you were so. Wait, now I feel like you've skipped a chapter here. You were banging pots and pans during the pandemic.
Yeah, singing on the balcony.
Yeah, and now that was 4 years ago.
I had a couple front facing camera videos. Okay. I don't want to brag. Where I go in that feeling when you stand at home and you can't get a haircut.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that. It got a couple, 20 likes.
I don't have a phone, you know, with videos on it and stuff. But it sounds really funny.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
So, okay. So you're doing this, making front-facing videos, having a typical pandemic experience, watching, you know, Black Widow at home. Mm-hmm. Instead of in the theater as it was meant to be seen, and, you know, say nothing of Wonder Woman 1984. And so then, 4 years later, you're going to kill yourself. I guess I'm sort of missing what put you over the edge. It wasn't the death of your uncle. It was...
No, I mean, obviously that was all sad.
You weren't trying to reunite with him.
Yeah.
You weren't even close to him.
Yeah, no. You know, I guess I felt a little bad that, you know, I wasn't able to bond with him, but... it was just, you know, I just felt like... you know, what's the point? It's just all, such a dark times, et cetera. But I got to tell you, you flipped my whole world upside down. You made me feel like I'm going to wake up and smell the coffee. That's what
you're going to appreciate the time you have
you ever heard
on
that?
This earth. Yes.
Wake up and smell the
Not
coffee.
Only have I heard it, I've done it.
See, you're the funny guy.
Yes. I once fell asleep in a Starbucks.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes, really. I swear upon the tombs of the great ones.
Jesus. How'd that end up?
I mean, I just literally, I woke up and I smelled the coffee.
Oh, okay. So you were sleeping. Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do it now.
Oh, that's great.
90, you know, I did. I canceled it. I was going to do a red eye to Dubai. I think that would have got me there. Maybe technically that wouldn't be a leap day. It would be the next day or.
I think that, look. I guess I'd have to look at the flight schedule, which way around Earth you're going, all of that stuff.
Yeah. It probably won't be the same day.
Right. And then also.
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, I can't tell you, you know.
So you're going to live now.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, 90%, that's like, most people are probably like 80%. So.
Yeah, no, I think I'm pretty. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm not going to go to Dubai.
You've learned the lesson of Leap Day to appreciate time, the time we have on this.
Smell the roses. Wake up, smell the roses.
So it's not gonna be giving a whole new meaning to Leap Day.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Well, in a way, kind of is making.
Well, yes, it is for you, but I meant by my standards, where it's already a good thing, and I have to be like, he leaped to his death, and getting the watch repaired was the last thing. Like,
yeah.
Okay, yes. So we're on the same page.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
I get it. I think I get it now. Leap Day. I get it. Well,
you do, Marvin.
Yeah, it's not just a stupid day. It's a stupid day that gives grown-ups something to talk about. To fill their empty lives. For losers to love. For sweet men who want to live to talk about. Incredible. Thank you, sir.
Well, not exactly a lesson I hoped to impart, but it's a start.
It's nice to see a loser like you trying to live your best life despite your everything.
Marvin... If it weren't illegal,
I would
hit you. Well, but society frowns upon it in this decade. Wait, who's coming in?
Maxwell?
Yes.
Maxwell.
Yes.
Here?
Yes. Come in.
Maxwell.
Hi.
Scott Aukerman.
Yeah, from Comedy Bang Bang.
Yes.
A television show for about 5 years.
I loved it. I watched
never got
every
another
episode.
One. Oh, you did? Really?
Yes. All 110 of them.
Yeah, pretty much my shelf life was for that 5 years, and then my career was over.
No, I disagree.
Yeah, no, but I still do podcasts. And
that's good.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a pivot, but to be sure. But, you know, it's one that I'm proud of.
Hey, people are fans of podcasts.
I guess so. I mean, who knew where the technology was going to go? I mean, TV is
the
kind of...
From your mouth into the ears, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, who knew we would be watching Black Widow at home?
At home, yes.
So, I mean,
hope your TV's 4K.
Technology and streaming has disrupted everything.
Oh, and yes.
So, you know, it's a weird world out there. Anyway, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you, Scott.
This is Tallahassee.
Where I live.
Gosh.
This is Longo Watch Repair.
Yeah, I've never been to Florida. America's droopy dick.
Yes, but we have... Disney World.
Have you ever been?
No.
Okay, well, you gotta go sometime.
Yes, and Tom Petty wrote a song about someone committing suicide in this town.
Okay, well, I'll have to check that one out. Was it one of the big ones, like Learning to Fly? Or?
I think it's American Girl.
American Girl is about someone committing suicide?
Oh, I think so, here in Tallahassee.
Oh my God, really? Which particular lyrics?
She looked out on the four, I don't know.
On the four what?
the freeway, and it's based on a girl who leaped to her death in this very town.
That's very grim.
I might be misremembering.
I'm ashamed for singing along with it at full volume.
Grimmer than Grimsburg, we say.
Grimmer than, I have another guest on my show who loves the TV show Grimm. So,
yes. Oh, I love Grimm.
You love Grimm too?
Oh, I love the amount of time it takes in episode.
All right, was that you? I can't remember. Who? I think it was someone different. Anyway,
I don't remember either.
Getting very off track. I wanted to just come in here. I was making my way through Florida, and I just I rented a car. I have a lot of Comedy Bang Bang favorites in the car. You know, like Tony Badabingiano.
Tony Badabingiano.
Yeah, and Alfie Kangas.
Alfie Kangas.
Yeah, I mean Zubi Kondaruni is dead.
Yes.
But so he couldn't come.
That's okay. The only funeral I attended where no one shed a tear.
Yeah, people were, he was like upside down. Tears weren't falling. Yes. They were like going up to heaven.
Reclaiming sadness.
Yeah, it was so strange. I've never seen anything like that. But in any case, I just wanted to come by and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, you remember. Yeah. 'Tis my birthday after all.
Happy birthday.
Like all those serial killers?
Yes.
I came back.
Lisa Pizza, you're back.
Lisa Pizza. I brought pizza for everyone.
Wow, it's in three dimensions, like it's a hot dog.
A three-dimensional hot dog.
All pizza is in three dimensions usually, but this is really...
Well, you've never had a flat hot dog?
I guess I flattened one on the grill where I press it down really hard.
They can fax them to you. They're amazing.
Oh, really?
They're absolutely delicious.
Technology.
Maxwell, this is... I didn't want to say anything, but... passing through Tallahassee, I stopped at this pizza place,
Pizza
Space, and yes. I met a beautiful young woman who became my side piece.
We are in a situation. Yeah. It's very romantic.
So just don't tell Kulop whatever you do.
I didn't know that.
She blocked my number.
Hey, who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's Bobby. He was going to kill himself.
Yeah. Oh.
I actually didn't know that Tom Petty song was about suicide.
Oh, sorry.
That was my favorite song.
No.
It's not triggering to you to make you reconsider.
Well, you know, he's a hero of mine, and I guess realizing that song is about that maybe is...
Yeah, but he just died of natural causes, right?
Can you get you get charged?
Stop pulling at your collar, Maxwell.
He has naturally curly hair, Tom Petty. Do you know he used to straighten it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What about you, Lisa?
I straighten this hair too. Yeah. I don't wake up like this.
Wondrous.
Well, I'm involved with Scott now, so that's really
sorry, you better back off.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I guess I didn't realize she went on another date after
Scott
she left.
Get
here.
Pretty violent. By the way, I loved your English teacher, Marvin.
I told you so.
I'm involved with Scott now.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. So, Marvin, you better back off as well, all right?
I'm thinking I might book another red eye.
No. You have so much to live for.
Tom,
to
where? Man.
Your siblings. Jeez.
A red eye to where?
Dubai. I was kind of.
Is it a red eye if it takes a super long time to get there? Like,
I mean, if it depends what color your eyes are when you get off the plane.
If I do it tonight, if I do it in the middle of the night.
Hey, man, don't let these bullies get you down. They're just jealous of you.
No, hold on.
Let's beat them off.
If I fly tonight, is that not a red eye?
Oh,
if I fly tonight.
Maxwell, let me get my friend in here to beat you up. Loco, come on. Hey, Loco, come on in here. Loco, get in here.
Hey.
Hey, buddy, do you want to beat this asshole up?
I'd love to.
Wait, no, Loco, please.
I just had a new outlook on life.
Marvin, you don't need to get kicks and punches in, too.
Hurt people, sir.
Oh.
Would you mind if I kick him briefly?
I guess.
Thanks.
I just woke up and smelled the coffee.
Maxwell.
Yes?
I do have some good news on your birthday. I have a telegram.
Yes?
It was sent to me, care of Comedy Bang Bang, but it's for you.
Okay.
It's, here, let me just read it. Maxwell Keeper, stop. Happy birthday, stop. Bothering me. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Happy birthday. Stop bothering me. Stop.
Oh.
Lisa Porsche.
Oh, my ex Lisa Porsche.
Oh, wait, you pronounce it Porsche.
I pronounce it Porsche. Well, that's why we broke up. I refuse to say Porsche.
Okay, you really should reconsider that.
Yes. I think she also
her name.
Yes.
You should be considerate and call people with what they want to be called. Haven't you always felt that way?
Yes, that's true. That's true. Well, it's probably too late anyway.
Yeah, anyway, she just, I guess, so happy birthday. There's a telegram for you.
Well, that's nice. So it's sort of to put me in my place. In
I read it. I read it wrong. I thought it was happy birthday.
Stop.
And
yes.
Then bothering me.
No, I get it. Look, yeah. I just have a thing for Lisa Pease.
Yeah.
Round of toilet water for the whole
room? No one wants toilet water.
I'd love to.
I'll take some.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Wait a minute. This isn't toilet water. This is sink water that you peed in.
Oh, brother.
Oh, Marvin.
Tell you what. Everyone, why don't we go to the nearby Fuma Cigar Bar to celebrate Maxwell's birthday? It's on me.
Yay.
Well, I'm in.
I love
you can
that.
Take off from opening night of your restaurant.
Well, it was only open for half an hour.
Oh,
how'd it go, by the way?
Obviously.
You left with me.
I left with you. I think it went really well. Your English teacher said he would close up.
Oh, he's the best.
Does he close the school up every night?
Yeah,
why does
every
he
night.
Assume that responsibility?
He must just have a good skill for it.
You know, I got to tell you, I probably should go to a mental health hospital and seeing as I was almost going to
leave. They're called loony bins.
A loony bin, yeah. But I can't turn down a stogie.
You gotta go to Fuma. If you love stogies, you gotta go to Fuma.
Loco, I didn't realize that I invited him too. Did I say everybody?
I'll take care of this. Okay. Hey.
Hey, yeah.
Hold on, look at mine.
You know, for
some... Don't you know I'm Loco?
I hope the beating helps you want to live. For some, pain is pleasure. The Cenobites.
Okay. Look, Maxwell, stop talking about the Xenobites.
Okay. Next time.
If you meet us at Fuma Bar, you're not going to be talking about them. Okay?
Give me 1 minute to talk about
the
Xenobites.
60 seconds. Okay. No more.
At Fuma. I'm going to go in on Chatterer.
60 seconds, by the way?
Wonderful amount of time.
Thank you. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you were listening.
Your car can be gone in that amount of time.
That's true. You wouldn't steal a car by hitting a button, would you?
I'd love to.
Okay. I know. It's confusing, isn't it? Yes. All right. Everyone, let's go to Fuma.
Okay, I'm going to close up here, English teacher style. I'll see you guys all there. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Happy leap day, sir.
Wow. Those were my 5 best friends in the entire world. Oh, better clean up here. Just put things away and... Maybe I'll fix one more watch.
Hey, watch where you put your hands, Mac.
That did it. Goodbye. TikTok, thank you for listening to the Timekeeper Leap Day special. The cast was as follows. Bobby was played by Bardia Salimi. Marvin Glasses was played by Aaron Keefe. Lisa Pizza was played by Claudia O'Doherty. Loco was played by Carl Tart. Scott Ackerman played himself. George H.W. Bush also played himself. The music was composed by Adam Schatz. This special was produced by Scott Ackerman and Brett Morris for Comedy Bang Bang World. Fare thee well!